true believers.
All right. I'm in traffic. I have no idea what the hell is going on here. But I can't even get... So I take... To get out of work, I turn onto this one little street, and then I turn onto this other little street. They're very, very short streets. Like, they're literally, like a 10-second drive down each of these streets. Like, maybe 20 seconds each. And I'm stuck in traffic on these two little streets that should take me, with traffic, a total of, like, a minute. And, I'm not moving. So those two little streets lead onto the main thoroughfare, which is like a highway, I guess. And then the highway is, you know, without traffic, 5 minutes to get home, but it looks like it's going to be one of these 20-minute to get home drives. So, whatever. Anyway, I'm on my way home, and as I'm on my way home, there's a vehicle in front of me, and I'm going to be very honest here, and maybe I'm going to sound like a dick, and if I am, I'm sorry. I'm not about bullying or any of that kind of stuff, but I'm not a big fan of brands that you buy the brand just because it's the brand. I don't like that. And I'm a hypocrite. I'll give you that. I am a hypocrite when it comes to it, because I do like my Marvel comics. I do like my Netflix. I do like my Rock Band. I do like my Marshall. I do like my Fender. I do like my Tama. So, you know, fine. But I'm also a guy who's frugal, and I'm all about quality. And I don't believe that you should be paying more for something that is better. More specifically, I don't think you should be paying heaps more for something that is essentially better. If that makes sense. So, what am I talking about specifically? Well, I'm riding behind a BMW right now. And I am not very... pro BMW. I'm not pro Mercedes-Benz. Hey, and I have friends that actually own these vehicles, and that's fine. You know what? Power to you. I know specifically with these two brands of vehicles, it's a status thing. You know, it's a sign that, you know, you've made it. It's a sign, you know what? I'm finally making money now. I busted my butt, and now I'm going to buy this vehicle. You know, it's a very good quality vehicle. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to spend... I'm going to overspend and buy these vehicles because they're very, very good vehicles. And you know what? I don't understand it, but, you know, if that's what floats your boat, then, you know, great. Instead of buying a BMW or a Mercedes, I think I'd rather buy something that is reliable and known for its reliability, known for its safety. And I don't really give a crap what it looks like, because for me, a car is to get you from point A to point B, so I don't really care what it looks like. As long as my family is safe in that vehicle, really, that's the prime consideration. As long as it's good on fuel and it's going to save me money, that's a prime consideration. As long as I can listen to music in my vehicle, that's a prime consideration. Those are important things. The status of, hey, I've made it, I'm driving a BMW, I don't understand that. Maybe people aren't driving these vehicles for that reason nowadays. They're driving it because, well, it's a really good vehicle. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. All I know is that when I did reviews years and years ago, 10 years ago, when I was buying my vehicle at the time, I really did a comparison to get the best vehicle. And the best vehicle, in the guides that I looked at, so, you know... There's a bias there, of course, but BMW and Mercedes did not show up in any top three list that I looked at. But the top three lists I looked at were based upon what you get. So the best vehicle, and there was also a price consideration there. So the idea was that if you buy a vehicle that is excellent, but you're paying proportionately way much more for it, a higher price on a really good vehicle wasn't a bad thing, but a much higher price on a really good vehicle actually downgraded the value of that vehicle, or downgraded the ranking of that vehicle. So if you have two vehicles that are identical in performance, safety, fuel economy, all those things, leg room, blah, 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 all that stuff. If you have two vehicles that are identical to each other in all of those rankings, or very, very close in all those rankings, the vehicle that was less expensive would actually get the win, because, well, you're paying all this extra for a vehicle that you have an exactly identical vehicle out. And this is for the size category too. Keep in mind, I was looking to buy not a hatchback, but like you know, one of those types of vehicles, a Matrix, which is what we ended up getting, and a Versa. So these, anything that was Benz or BMW was ranked much less than that, because you could get something comparative from either brand, but the price difference was so great that, you know, the Benz and the BMW, or the Benz and the BMW didn't even rank. Because, like, well, why would you spend, you know, an extra 20 or 30 grand for a vehicle that's essentially the same, but you're not getting anything more for it? You're just paying for the name. So there's my rant about that. You may disagree. You might be a car person, and it's all about, you know, I'm not a car person. I don't. It's like sports. Like, I'm not gonna go do that stickball thing called hockey or whatever. You know, like, it's just not my thing. It's not my thing. You guys love it. Hey, power to you. Great. But I'd much rather spend 3 hours reading comic books than spending 3 hours watching one game. I can read a lot more comic books in that span of time than I could watching one hockey game. But hey, that's just my thing. So the reason this talk came up, and I talked about this before, maybe not on the podcast, but I've killed my friends with this rant. And in fact, I even, there was a class that I taught a number of years ago, about, improved communication and what communication means. And it's all about clarity and that sort of thing. And I taught a class that was intended for managers, although a lot of managers didn't show up, even though the class was intended for them. But the idea was that clear communication, most people fail at it, and I'm not perfect at communication, but at least I'm trying, is that in communication, people use acronyms too often. So why this segue from what I started off with to where I am now? And here is the reasoning behind it. The vehicle I was falling behind was a BMW X6. Now, I started laughing when I saw the X3, the BMW X3, and I guess they got a BMW X4, X5, X6, X1, X2, blah, 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 blah. And here is where you have a failure in your brand when you start, using acronyms for your vehicle. Please keep in mind that acronym has been used before. One of my favorite websites is the Acronym Dictionary. And if you have an acronym which you have no idea what it means, go to the Acronym Dictionary. I'm going to guarantee you 9 times out of 10 that the acronym that that person is using with you is probably not even in the top 10. So when you're talking about your particular workplace and they throw an acronym at you, you know, well, we got to get that HRM report out. And then you're like, HRM, you know, if you're new to a place or you're in a particular department and you're chatting with someone from another department and the other department's saying the HRM report, that HRM report is probably more related to their department and has no inkling or any bearing on your department. The report itself might be great and you might be able to use it in your department, but the naming of it just confuses people. Don't use acronyms. Acronyms are overused, LOL. So the HRM, my first inkling, Her Royal Majesty. So are you telling me you want to run a report about the Queen? Do you understand where I'm going with this? Acronyms, F stuff up. And maybe I shouldn't use the letter F for the word that I'm implying, but I'm trying to keep this particular podcast clean. But what I'm trying to say is, you may think you have created this absolute great time saver by creating an acronym for something, but it may not actually work that well. Another favorite acronym of mine is the FFU. What do you think it means? It doesn't mean what you think it means. Well, it might, but it could, but maybe it doesn't. Acronyms suck. Don't use them. I use a lot of them. I apologize. Do I call my show OTR? On the Road? There is a TV show that uses that acronym, OTR. It's a sports show. I can't remember what it is, but I can't use the acronym. So, getting back to the BMW that I was driving behind, and yes, there is a point to this. So, the first one of these vehicles that I noticed, where it actually popped out of my brain, and I saw, wow, this is the X3. BMW X3. Looked like a pretty fancy car. Looked like a pretty expensive car. In fact, the person driving it was wearing a very expensive suit. And he had very expensive designer shades. It looked like he had a very perfect manicure as well. His hair was styled. You know, a little, you know, probably a lawyer or something. You know, a very highfalutin kind of dude. All right. You got an X3. You know, you look like a very professional person. You make a lot of money, and you bought this X3 because, hey, you earned it. Good for you. Now, BMW, bad marketing. Don't use acronyms. My first thought when I saw the X3, and I honestly went there because I have my own interpretations of what each acronym means based upon its importance to me. Now, X3 has a deep importance to me. It was the movie I took my wife to when we first met. X3 was X-Men United, the third X-Men film in the X-Men cinematic series, directed by Brett Ratner, this particular one was. And that's what X3 means to me. It was the date. It was a horrible movie. Well, whatever. We can go into this movie review later. But the idea was, X3, this is what it means to me. It was this really bad X-Men movie that I took my wife to see. It was the first date we went on way back in those yesteryears. And I took my wife to see X3. So I'm looking at this vehicle and I'm like, so is this like a tie-in to like the X-Men movies? Like, I was actually thinking it because I'm trying to remember the vehicle that they were driving in X2. It was like kind of like the school vehicle. They were driving it. It had this funky phone in it. And Wolverine was trying to figure out how the phone worked and blah, 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 all this. And I'm like, is this like a tie-in to the X-Men movies? Because that's pretty freaking cool. That's really cool. My movie, you're naming this car after this film. And maybe it was the car that was in the film. And then I go back and go, nah, that's probably not it. And then I'm thinking, wow, this is named after the third X-Men movie, which has been widely panned and generally regarded by most of society and most of the people that are geeks as the worst X-Men film of the entire run, except for maybe X-Men Origins Wolverine. But I digress. So if you're trying to sell this car, and keep in mind, the geeks have inherited the earth at this point. That the richest people in the world tend to be geeks that have used their mastermind to make something great, build something great, program something great, or design, invent something great. So this is where the money is. These are the people with big bucks. These are the people that would go buy a BMW. But they may not know about a BMW because of their humble beginnings. And they may go, I need to buy a really good car. Whoa, BMW, I'm going to buy a BMW. Wait 1 second, please. This is named after X-Men United, X-Men 3? I am buying that car. In fact, I'm probably going to go to the dealership and laugh in the guy's face. Oh, you know what? Maybe they've marked this one down because it's named after the third X-Men movie. you know, maybe I'll get a deal on this. And people can see me driving my X3 and going, ha, ha, that Brett Ratner movie, right? Right? That's pretty funny. Right on, buddy. Or just totally mock you because you bought a car based on the X-Men 3 film. If you had lots of money, you should have bought the X1 or the X2. Or the X5. There you go, people. That's my rant. I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. Unofficially or unequivocally, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you that this podcast here is sponsored by Tracy Ann Leith. And who is Tracy Ann Leith, I tell you? Well, she is, in my mind, a famous voice person who's done a bunch of ads, a fairly large number of ads. You've probably heard her at some point. And if you haven't, you certainly will at some point, because she is an incredible voice person. She does a lot of ads right now, and I can't wait to see her get into voice acting work, because this girl can talk. You got to hear her talk. She's phenomenal. Go check her out. I will put a link in the bottom that you can check out if you want to hear some of her ads. You want to hear her great voice. If you want to hire her for work, please do. Now, we're at the end of this podcast, but I haven't quite reached my destination. On my way home from work. So, I have to fill probably 2 more minutes of time. Because I don't actually... So, here's what I'm going to promote at this point. I could right now just grab my phone, because I'm wireless here at the moment. I could just go down and grab my phone, log in, hit stop on the program that I'm using to record this podcast today. And then someone's going to be behind me honking. It's also illegal to do that. It's also unsafe. And it also leads to more deaths per year than anybody can count. But people do count and take statistics. So what I want to say is, hey, be careful. Don't text and drive. Don't play with your phone and drive. You can listen to the song Drive by The Cars. That's okay. But don't do any of that that texting phone stuff. What I do when I leave from work and I'm going to do one of these podcasts, I set the podcast up, I hit everything go, and then I get this little compartment that I put my phone in. It kind of keeps it from being thrown around and banged around and damaged, that sort of thing. And then I turn the engine over and I make my way home. So, yes, drive safely, be careful, you know, just take care, you know, don't do anything stupid. So what else I got to talk about? I'm just wondering if I'm going to pass any more X vehicles. You know, it's funny, it doesn't look very X-y, that vehicle. So the other thing I want to say, just a quick, I still have a minute or two before I get home. I just want a quick touch up. That last podcast that came out, the KeyCon podcast, was a great podcast. I really enjoyed it. It didn't quite turn out the way I expected or the way I wanted. Some great surprises in that podcast that I really enjoyed that I thought were great. But I also want to say that it didn't quite work out, and I had some glitches along the way, but what I really want to say is I want to reach out to any KeyCon people listening to this particular podcast that, hey, I've been doing this podcast for a while. It is a commodity at this point. It's fun. It's not going away anytime soon. It's just going to get better. It's just going to improve. There's going to be interesting and more different content as we go along. But KeyCon, if you want me to be at KeyCon doing the podcast in a more official capacity, you've got my contact information. Give me a call. Give me a call. Give me a text. Contact me through my Facebook page. Contact me through the Podbean page. Contact me through iTunes. Please leave a comment. Please like. If you want me there, let me know. If you do want me there in an official capacity, I promise I will run a panel. I promise. I will have some direct involvement with the con larger than it was this year in 2017. and I've arrived at my destination. My car is in park, and I am logging into my phone and saying adios. Catch you guys on the flip side.